Welcome to the MBS Show, episode number 312. I'm your host, Norman Sanzo. Joining me today is Clara Genesis.
G'day.
Hello, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. A bit tired, but nothing too bad.
So I heard that you had a great night.
Tonight, so far, not so much has happened. Last night, though, I was up until like 3 in the morning, hanging out with friends, but it wasn't anything special.
All right, then.
Are you sure it wasn't a lucky night by any chance?
And also joining us is Lucky Knight. Oh my goodness, this was... Oh, you're the king of intros, my friend.
I was like, I thought you were setting that up for me, Norman. I just had to wait for Twilight to give me the punchline, but there you go. Yeah, it's good to be back on the MBS show.
Yeah, it's like what? It took you about, 11 episodes to come back on?
Oh, gosh, I know. Shame. But I'm back. Still here. I'm still a brony. And I'm proud.
Nice.
See what I did there, Norman?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but yeah, I'm well also. I guess it's been a fairly busy week at work, I guess. And I guess generally just sort of chilling back a bit this weekend, I think. And just getting some little odds and ends done, I think, as you do. So, and yeah. You know, keeping healthy, you know, trying to get to the gym and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, cool.
May have put on some weight this week as well, so my PT may have not been too pleased about that. But anywho, sorry, that's your line.
Yes, indeed. But anywho, let's get into the news. So, who here has watched last week's episode?
Clearly the dog has. Yep. And yes, I have, Norman.
Well, what are you, Twi? Twi? Oh, okay. Sorry, not working. No problem. So, I'm going to ask you, have you watched this last week's episode? And you can answer anytime you're ready.
Ah, I just told him to shut up.
It's good. Doggo will be part of the show.
Yeah. Hopefully not all the thunder as well, though.
I don't know. It could be a professional puppy, but hey, that's another guy.
Puppy's good. He's a good boy.
Yeah.
Yes, I saw last week's episode, a rare occurrence where I actually saw the episode as it aired.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the only reason why I ask is because, well, there's this one show pony on the stage, and he seems to resemble a certain show pony that we know. It's strange, like, he's blue, has white, and kind of grayish to bluish tone, gray, you know, mane, and it's cocky also, and seems to be a showboater. I mean, it's like, I think Sophisto likes this pony. Like, I don't know.
Gee, which other pony could the song could take after such a male stallion? I just can't think of the name. I think it starts with T, Norman.
Yeah, I can't be
quite sure. Oh, Trixie, that's her name.
Yeah. So, it seems that, well, the show pony on the episode is quote-unquote Trixie's dad. The only reason why it's quote-unquote is it's not confirmed yet by Hasbro that this is Trixie's dad or not, but he seems like her. And you can tell that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And this guy's name is Jackpot. And it seems that there's a Ultimate Guidebook released in the UK stating that, did you know, Trixie's father, Jackpot, was a famous stage magician. His most impressive tricks was the splashtastic escape performed with his friend, Big Buck. It's no surprise that Trixie loves magic shows too. And the thing that they did in the episode was the same trick.
I know. It's like, but Norman, is the Ultimate Guidebook canon? Do we regard it as canon?
It's canon until Hasbro says otherwise.
Praise the senpai. Praise the senpai.
Yeah. And here's the thing too about this being canon or not. It's because way back when the comics are tier 2 canon, until stated otherwise. And way back when, the way that Star Soldier Bearded vanished the sirens was in the My Little Pony Fiendship is Magic book, book 3, starring the Dazzlings versus Star Soldier Bearded. And the way that they got defeated was dumb. And they retconned that in the latest episode or the last season or whatever it is, and including the Legend of Magic comics. So yeah, until stated otherwise, then yes, this is canon. But I would like to think that Hasbro think that this is good too.
It's kind of like Nintendo giving the seal of approval. They'll eventually do it.
Yeah. But Toy, what do you think, man?
Well, it's certainly interesting. When I watched the episode, I didn't think about it. I was just sitting there hoping that the stream that me and my friends were using wouldn't freeze up on us, because that's a problem for us.
Oh, same here, same here.
But then afterwards, I saw a flood of the screen cap, or the picture people have taken of the Did You Know bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, actually, I think it might be real. I think it's actually true. I would say that it's definitely canon. Or at the very least, it should be canon.
Mm-hmm, true, until stated otherwise. But I would like to be canon. Come on. We already seen the main six parents, even Applejack's parents. So we've seen them. We've seen... who else? That episode hasn't come out yet. But we've seen two other ponies' parents. So why not Trixie? Also, in a comic, we've seen Trixie's mom too. So, yay, we've seen the family.
Yeah, I didn't know that Trixie's mother had been revealed in the comics until now.
Oh, it was like a splash page. And I think that was in one of the comic where Twilight was taking care of Spike. Or, yeah, something like that. I forgot. It's a while back. But hey, at least that's cool. So anywho, let's head on to the next news. It's related to last week's episode, last 2 weeks' episode, actually, because last week's episode is going to be the new one that hasn't come out for us. You know, wibbly wobbly timey wimey stuff. So, Rick and Morty, they're ponies now. What?
It was only a matter of time, Norman.
I agree, Twilight. I really do. I mean, they go through portals, for crying out loud. Like, it's only, but they're only bound to go through one universe that actually is the Ponyverse. So, yes, it's inevitable. Ponification of Rick and Morty. I mean, gosh, I hope we get more Rick and Morty episodes. And all hell cross promotion at any cost, I'd say.
So what, rubber dub dub now? Oh god, I haven't seen a show to know any of the memes. So yeah. Boy. So
yeah.
So
there is also that, but you probably did catch the fan made animation on a YouTube. I forget the YouTuber, but they did the Rick and Morty arriving in the Ponyverse, and it's a delight. It's a delight.
Okay, but anywho, ever since the pony cameo, a lot of news website or quote unquote news websites like IO9, GameStop, Vice, many more, has stated that, yo, look, it's Rick and Morty in pony form. And it seems like the Rick and Morty fans are hating it. Like, this is not right, blah, 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 blah. Rage, elemental rage.
Oh, fandoms. They will never change.
Yeah, true. I don't know. I mean, it's cute, but... Toy, what about you, man? I'm guessing you've seen Rick and Morty?
Yeah, I've watched all of Rick and Morty that's come out so far. So, and I don't have a problem with a Rick and Morty pony. I mean, the Rick and Morty show has established that there's a Rick and a Morty in almost every dimension conceivable, so... Ponies is another dimension on that list, I guess. Yeah,
true that. And I seen one of the interviews that the one website did with the creators, and he stated that it's all true until proven otherwise.
So that's one of the Rick and Morty writers?
creators, I think. Creators and writers.
Oh, yeah. Creators. Well, perfect. So, I mean, so yeah, everyone out in online land, if the creator has spoken, that's Senpai, and you must respect Senpai.
But at the same time, too, it's just a cameo background character thingy. They don't do nothing.
It's reference ponies.
I know. Oh, God.
But someone, please think of the fan art. Please think of the fan art.
But I think someone already did think about the fans. And it's Treehouse Australia? Are they from Australia or is they from the... No, Canada. Yes, yes. Canada's. So
I know we're so close, like, to get in terms of distance, right? Right, Twi.
I remember.
Oh,
seeing,
yeah, right next door.
I remember seeing Treehouse in Australia. Dreaming?
No, we had Boomerang.
Okay. Yeah, but it never came back though.
Oh, you!
I didn't throw it right.
I'll go now. But no, I should stay. We do have an episode to finish.
It's good. But anywho, the Treehouse, the Canadian kids show that airs the show in the Australia, sorry, in the Canada's, is you know how to put this. In season 7, they leak all of season 7, like 1 week ahead, 2 weeks ahead, 3 weeks ahead. Like there's no catching up, and. I don't know if we were is the right term, but a lot of fans were worried / happy about this because, hey, I get more ponies, so that's good. But it seems that Treehouse seems to think about it, and you know what? Nah, we're not going to do that because that might spoil the programming, so we're not going to do it. And pony episodes are going to come out like normal now, so yay! Good, no?
I appreciate that. As someone who has to consider no spoiler rules for an entire sub-community within the fandom, I am so happy that they've gone back in that decision to air early episodes.
It almost sounds like Senpai finally put their foot down on the old over the Canadian border. but I must say that the image coming up on Equestria Daily... Just brings back memories of Terrence and Philip from South Park, and now I'm just thinking how Twilight will sound with a Terrence and Terrence or Philip voice.
No.
That's going from my head right now.
Oh God, no.
Magic of Friendship, Philip. It's like what are the elements? Like elements of farce. I don't know.
No. But
if I just have another thought that I've for season 8 I've kept myself relatively spoiler free. I would say 95%, because I thought I want to watch it like the first time. Because it's kind of funny because before streaming, it was like, oh God, we're waiting so for the episode. But now we've got all the streaming services. We can now watch it all in one go. And now we're almost like going back to the thing, but it's false the magic of, the build up to the episodes now. So it's like, it's almost like the train's left the station and it's become a steaming locomotive.
Yeah, I understand.
And now it's slowed back right down again, which is an interesting, shift in I guess attitude. So anyway, back to you, Norman.
I understand the mindset you have, because way back in the days when we were kids, when we watch a show, it's once a week, and then now we're streaming. I'm gonna give you a good example, and that's Voltron Legendary Defenders. It's on Netflix, and that's what, like 12 bunch episodes all like uploaded at once, and then like you have another 12 and then 6 and then so on. And then, like, it's all in one go. And, like, oh, yeah, we can watch it whenever I want, anytime I want, kind of attitude. And when it comes to ponies, it's, like, once a week, once a week, once a week. So you need to wait until it's done and watch it. But with what happened with season 7, where, okay, this episode airs today, and then the next episode airs tomorrow, and then it repeats the cycle for the next one, until there's no more episodes to air. So it's like, yeah, at least this is back to pony normal.
Pony normal, that's a hashtag for you.
but still, it's one of those things where I appreciate having slow down episodes, because when we don't have any show to watch, we're going to be in the hiatus.
And the hiatus is real. This is real. So very real. Right, why?
I don't mind the mid-season hiatus stuff. Not all that much. Unless we catch up if I've fallen behind.
True. And also, we can do other things like play video games.
Oh, yeah.
That is true.
Or look at fan art.
And arrange meetups.
Yeah, true. Arrange meetups. And then also look at bootleg copies of Bags in Mexico. What?
Oh, may the bootleg market never change, Norman. Never change.
Yeah, okay. I think I didn't set that one up right. But anyway.
Oh, I think you set up quite nicely, Norman.
But to put things in context, the EQD mascot, I forgot her name. What was her name? Does anybody know?
Oh, gosh.
Spotlight Splash, I think, is what it says here in the article.
Spotlight Splash.
I could be wrong.
Let's go for that.
I forget that they have a mascot half the time.
Yeah, but anywho, Spotlight Splash, the mascot for EQD, has been spotted on a knockoff My Little Pony bag in Mexico. The thing is, if some of the main six or other background characters were placed on a bag as bootleg My Little Pony bags, then it's kind of understandable. But then you have a fan-made character from a whatever it is spotted on a bag. It's like, what? It will be like the MBS show has a bootleg bag of itself. Like, what?
Chances are they got the image from just Google searching My Little Pony. And because EQD is that big within the fandom, or at least it's such a known part, that they probably just got the mascot shop and they're like, oh, that must be a pony from the show, and grabbed it from there.
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But at the same time too, right?
It's hard to say whether it's the jokes on them or the jokes on us, because what does it mean? It's like, well, that means that they've senpied Equestria Daily, and it's like, does it mean you know, EQD needs to get a piece of that action? I mean, I presume that's not 65 actual dollars, but you never know.
It could be 65 it is a nice pesos.
Because don't get me wrong, it is a nice bag, and I like your attitude. I like your idea, Twy, that they just did a Google search, and I was like, oh yeah, print. And it doesn't look like it's like direct from the EQD website either. That actually looks like Spotlight Splash fan art, well. So
And
it kind of outshines the what Scootaloo and Fluttershy that have just been slapped on there as well. So I don't know. So are they trying to say that EQD is
okay.
Trumps the show?
Okay, anyway, I got something for you guys.
Norman.
Yeah, I got something for you guys. Let's just say that the guy who created the art for this one is a brony, and a huge mark for EQD. He created the design and whatnot, and then like the printing house didn't know whatever it is, like, oh, his ponies, it's gonna sell. And then he got it out for EQD, and then it's like, I got it for EQD. Seth is gonna notice this.
Yeah, I also wouldn't put it past someone to have just snuck it in there and gone, yeah, no, this is totally from the show, guys. Throw this in the backpack.
Yeah, no, nobody's going to know.
Oh, I mean, I would do it.
I may have completely misread you guys, but you're telling me like that the company doing the bootlegging could have actually pranked themselves.
No. It's a guy working there.
Yep.
He's a fan of EQD, so it's, but anyway.
That's what I did for it. Okay, cool. Yep. So we're on the same page. Yeah.
But anywho, that's the news for this week, and I got an idea. It's like, it's fun looking at bootleg bags, but you know what? I live in Malaysia, and I'm guessing you guys in Australia also know about the bootleg. The bootleg is strong over there, if I heard right.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of My Lovely Horse.
Oh, yes. My Lovely Horse. Oh, gosh. How could I forget about that? Oh, man. All the bad recolors. Oh, think of the recolors. Oh, yeah.
But anywho. Let's head into the next topic. And next topic is, what have you been doing with our week? So, Twi, what have you been doing, man?
A little bit of Hearts of Iron still, a little bit of Warframe, and a little bit of Borderlands 1, and a lot of binge-watching the heck out of Young Justice on Netflix.
All right. How are you enjoying that?
Pretty well. I did start watching it at the start of the week, and I'm already about a third of the, maybe more like a quarter of the way through season 2.
That's a lot.
And these are like 24 to 26 episode long seasons.
That's cool. So this is what, your second time watching?
Yeah, my second time going through it.
Enjoying it?
Oh yeah, I love the show. I'm hoping that we get season 3 sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I hope so too. Season 3 seems like a fun one. Like, I do hope that we get season 3 fast. But talking about Young Justice, did you see the Teen Titans thing?
Yeah, they leaked the pictures of the Teen Titans live action.
Mm-hmm.
I saw those, and I was not impressed. But I'll reserve full judgment for when like actual trailers come out.
Yep.
I did see the Teen Titans Go trailer. The trailer for that movie.
Is it out?
It's not. The trailer's out. So at least it's out here because I saw it while I was at the cinema not too long ago.
Really? No. Okay, I need to catch that one. Like, I haven't seen it. From what I can tell, that from all the news sources that I've seen, Nicolas Cage is going to play Superman.
Yeah, for Teen Titans Go,
yep.
As ridiculous that is, as that notion is, I could see them doing that for the Teen Titans Go.
Okay, the only reason why I find it funny and I think Lucky is laughing his ass off is way back in the day when they were doing casting for Superman, Nicolas Cage tried it. Like, Nicolas Cage did a interview, what do they call, screening of it? I forgot what they call.
Audition.
Yes, thank you.
Audition. Yeah.
He did an audition. He was in the suit and whatnot, but he didn't got it. Like, he didn't get picked, so, well, somebody better got the job. Yeah, whatever.
All I could think of is not the bees. Like, oh, gosh. Maybe they'll find its way into the movie. Probably. You never know.
But here's the thing about Nick Cage. Nick Cage, now as he is, plays... He doesn't act. The phrase is, It's Nick Cage playing Superman as Nick Cage. So, I can't wait. Like, in all honesty, if it comes out here in Malaysia, I'm going to watch Teen Titans Go, just for the heck of it. If it's bad,
I literally have the trailer queued up to watch as soon as this episode's over.
Let me tell you before.
Thank you, Google.
If it's bad, I'm gonna have ammunition to hate on it. If it's good, then I have ammunition to like it. Yeah, whatever. And at the same time too, right? I'm not 100% sure if you guys know it or not. The Deadpool movie had a jab at the Green Lantern movie. You guys remember that one, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
And the Teen
Titans... I haven't seen that one.
And Teen Titans Go had a jab at Deadpool. Well, not really.
I did not see that jab at Deadpool.
I don't think so. It's really a jab at Deadpool, but more of a jab at itself. And it's a gif of John Stewart Green Lantern saying that, hey, Green Lantern had a movie once, but we don't talk about it.
I think for me, I've just seen the latest trailer, and There's a little bit in the Deadpool 2 trailer where it's
Oh.
it's like that's a bit, and Deadpool breaks as you know breaks a fourth wall, but I think the fourth wall gets doubled because the guy says, "Gee, that's a bit dark. Are you sure you're not from the DC universe?" My God.
So good.
Oh man, it's like there's no crossover is sacred. No universe is safe because sacred with Deadpool around. So, oh, bless you, Deadpool. Do not ever change.
But we're taking over twice a week. So is that about Minuteman or the small?
I think that's about it. I don't remember doing a lot. I've been doing a lot of sleeping
Oh.
as usual,
Oh, shoot.
and not doing anything for my channel again.
It takes time, man. It takes time. So if that's the case, what about you, Lucky?
Oh, taking of the world, converging on the Ponyverse, hunting for waifus, Oh, sorry, Norman, they're all yours. But I'll never forget that. I think a few weeks ago, I was actually going to cancel my Netflix for all stuff at all. I wasn't really watching stuff, or I may have got it in case, oh, hey, people, come over to my place, let's watch it. Nah. It did not work. But I was like, I thought, oh, maybe I'll check out what's animated. And then I watched the Halo Legends saga anime, and then I watched oh, what's that show? Big Mouth. And now I'm watching BoJack Horseman.
Oh.
Absolutely love it. I think, yeah, it's all R-rated really. But so yeah, kids under 18. But the themes, like, it's kind of weird. It's like so many of the episodes I watched so far really speak to me. It's like, oh my gosh, did you just get into my mind? But simply recreate me as some kind of wannabe actor that has literally a horse head. So yeah, I mean, if you're over 18 or 18 and over, and you want to check it out, streaming on Netflix. Hey, Netflix, give me some money. It works being, I guess, pretty busy and sort of different directions going there. And I was going to go gliding today, but I actually ended up making a short film actually. So that's, I think I must have just been made did filming around. Oh yeah. Oh, the cool part was actually I learned how to convert my DSLR into a
Oh,
webcam
cool.
finally. Or And oh my gosh, once I set up all the lights and everything, oh my gosh, I look tasty. I mean, not that I would taste myself, but it like because the webcam I have on my laptop is like 640 by 480 or maybe less, and it really shows. And then I saw the difference. It's like, wow, it's like, gee, it's like the picture's so sharp, and it's like, and I think I looked at the update they released for the utilities, and I think it may have just been released this year.
Wow.
May have misread that, but I think that's what I saw. So yeah, I mean, if you guys out there in internet land, and you've got a Canon DSLR, there's a utility that can that it's you and it just you plug it in by USB as normal, and the software does the rest, and the seam and it works seamlessly with OBS as
Oh,
well.
wow.
So yeah, not natively, but you can the whole sort of cropping thing.
Okay.
But as a direct vlogging, oh my gosh, really cool. It's like I actually had the tripod on full extension and I stood up kind of thing, and it was quite liberating actually. So yeah, fingers crossed where that goes. So nothing Brony related, but it was good to squeeze some digital muscle, so to speak.
All
So
right, all right.
yeah, so
Yeah, that Canon DSLR webcam thingy, that's awesome. Like the difference in quality is big. I can tell.
yeah,
So anywho,
dude.
on to me. And for me this week, what have I been doing? Let's see. I'm trying to remember what have I been doing. And in all honesty, the only thing I can remember is going to my friend's game shop and playing Cards Against Humanity. And
Oh.
Cards Against Humanity is one of those games where It's twisted. It's sick and twisted. Like, it tells who you are as a person, and it's also see how good you are at reading people. And also, I bought God of War, the new PS4 game. I haven't cracked it open because I have no time to play, but it's just nice to have it there.
It is so unfortunate that Cards Against Equestria is shutting down.
What?
Though.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
But, let's bow our heads for a fallen online comrade that brought us so much joy of the most twisted nature with MLP.
True that, true.
Dumb. No, sorry, that's Star Wars. I forgot the dead man thing. So, yeah, sorry. Whoa!
But anywho. What else? Besides that movie, what did I watch this week? Oh, yeah, I did watch a new movie. Rampage.
Oh, yeah. How was that, Norman?
That was fun. The Rampage was fun. Like, I did not expect to have that much fun. And here's the thing. Rampage is based on a video game IP of the same name. In the game, you play as a monster, a gorilla, or a lizard. Something like akin to King Kong and Godzilla. And their job is to destroy buildings and wreak havoc. And it's fun, I guess, if you're into those kind of games. So, yay. But the movie is something different. The movie, without going into spoilers, I would say that the movie is a popcorn action flick where something bad happens to a creature, it evolves it or it transforms it into the beast that you see on the trailers, and they wreak havoc. And Dwayne The Rock Johnson is good buddies with the gorilla, and he is trying to save his gorilla friend and also New York. So, yay.
So you're saying with all the destruction, there's a lot of rocks lying around, eh? And they need The Rock to clean it up, eh? I'll go now.
But anywho, I highly recommend it. Like, if you just want to be entertained, Rampage is fun. Like, they took the concept of the video game monster thing. Well, they took the name and then they created its own thing. Some people might be angry that it's not similar to the game. But hey, you want a good movie or you want to be 100% accurate to the game? You have to pick one. You can't have both.
True that.
And yeah, as video game movie goes, this one was fun. This one was entertaining. And I highly recommend go watching it if you have the time. So, yay. So, other than that, that's my week. More fun, entertaining and whatnot. Full with big giant monsters, beating up other big giant monsters. So, yay. So, anywho, if you guys at home have any questions, concerns, or suggestions for the show, you can contact us at thembsshow@gmail.com. You can also reach us on the Twitters. The show's Twitter account is at thembsshow, and my Twitter account is at Norman Sunzo. And Twi, where can the good people find you?
They can find me on FinFiction and DeviantArt under Twilight Genesis, and they can find me on Twitter and YouTube under The Midnight Pint, and on Twitch as EPS13.
I think I did saw your Twitch thingy on the MBS show follow thingy. I think I did. I was wondering, who's that? Yeah.
Most likely it was me.
Yeah, EPS13, and it's a picture of Skeletor during his Christmas special.
Yes. Yes, I am not nice.
Yes. And Lucky, where can the good people find you?
Oh my goodness, they can find me everywhere. So, but the best places to find me are on SoundCloud, and I just renewed my subscription. Yay! I actually put money into it for the enjoyment of the world.
Yay!
And probably the stuff that's going to be more popular coming up is the YouTube channel, because after the Horses at Home Con, myself and Midnight Scribe and probably Norman will come back, is We're going to be taking the Brody House to a regular monthly program.
Yay.
And yay, I know, right? Like, it turned out to be such a success as a panel. So yeah, it's going to be a regular thing. So we'll be doing a broadcast in a couple of weeks. So I better actually get to work on it, I guess. And also, I plan on hopefully doing a live version at Satellite, aka Alicon in South Australia, or are we on someone else's panel? There's talk of maybe a Pony D&D one, so that I might be on as well. So, there's a small chance that I actually may be heading to Scotland for Brony Scott.
Ooh.
Maybe doing the Brony House there. So we shall see. It's a cool project. It's a cool fresh project. I'm seeing that it's growing. You know, because crystals. Because internet. Yeah. So yeah. So nice. But best places are SoundCloud, but of course for the Brony House. The I'm Brony and I'm Proud YouTube channel is where it's going to be for now.
All right.
Thank you, Norm.
No problem. And also, please subscribe and rate us on iTunes, YouTube. Don't forget to press the bell icon to stay up to date and Stitcher Radio. And also, please like our Facebook page. Yes, we do have a Facebook. I know nobody really has Facebook now for reasons, but hey, it's still there. You can also catch us on PonyVlive.com. Links are in the show notes. And also do catch the Ambitious Review and Discussion podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Over there, you'll catch me, Silver Quill, Sapphire Heart Song, and probably Guest of the Week talking about the episodes, comics, movies, and having a good old discussion about the ponies. Sometimes we do other things other than ponies, like Miracle City Box seems to be one of the things that we like to talk about, and also other movies. I remember talking about Kung Pao Into the Fist and Twy Knows My Weakness. God dang it.
Yes, the best weakness.
Yes.
At least your name isn't Becky.
Oh, yes.
And I presume I'm going to look forward to an MBS edition of the Avengers Infinity Wars coming up.
Usually we do that at the year end, but hey... if there's a request and if it's big enough to talk about, probably. We'll see. Like, everything now has been planned ahead. So there's no, what's the word I'm looking for? There's no planning for it. But hey, if Silver and the rest want to talk about it, probably. And if you'd like to support the show, you can do so at patreon.com. With every support, you'll get a week's early access to the review and discussion podcast, exclusive and deleted content, and a huge thank you from me. And talking about the thank yous, I'd like to thank Lurker Cat, Starstream, myself, like Amy, Mark, Charles, Lucky Knight, and also Tristan. Thank you, my friends. You have been really, really kind to me.
Lucky Knight, I think I know that guy.
I know. What a jerk.
Oh, you know, I'm always horsing around.
So anyway, I have been Norman Sanzo.
I've been Twilight Genesis.
And I am possibly a Lucky Knight.
Possibly?
Yes, I am Lucky Knight. And may your knights forever be lucky.
Awesome. And we'll see you next week. See ya.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.